After the pandemonium settled down some, there was a meeting of the doctors, and it was decided that they would collect from the insurance companies and whatever was, or from anybody that wanted to pay for the services, but that whatever was collected would be put in a fund, and I believe it was called the Tornado Fund, and no plans were advanced at that time of what to do with it, the funds. 10 years later, it'd be in 1963, the Sabin polio vaccine had been released. The salt vaccine had been released a year before, but the salt vaccine gave temporary immunity and required that it be administered with a needle. And the Sabin vaccine was an oral vaccine, which did not have to be administered with a needle, and which gave permanent immunity to the disease. And when that was released at a meeting of the McLennan County Medical Society, it was decided that we would try to immunize the entire community, which we did. And we had to underwrite. We had to underwrite the cost. The County Medical Society had to underwrite the cost of the vaccine. And these funds were used to guarantee the underwriting of these of this vaccine.
So it sounds like that funds from one catastrophe were used to help prevent another catastrophe.
That is correct.